BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to BTV News.
On the afternoon of April the 22nd, Phạm Văn Tuấn, Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Bình Định People's Committee, met with leaders of Vân Canh District to review the first quarter socio-economic results and outline key priorities for the second quarter of 2025. In the first quarter, the district met 7 out of 24 socio-economic targets set by the province. Gross regional domestic product reached 655.4 billion VND, up nearly 11.8% year-on-year, achieving about 17% of the annual goal. Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn commended Vân Canh District for its socio-economic achievements in the first quarter. Emphasizing development investment, he urged the district to prioritize support for the BKMX V-Ship Bình Định Industrial Park, calling it a key driver of growth for both Vân Canh and the province. He also directed the district to resolve lingering and unfinished projects, particularly those invited by the authority before the two trial local government structures were implemented. In addition, he stressed the importance of enhancing social welfare, promoting sustainable poverty reduction, protecting the environment, and accelerating digital transformation.
On the morning of April 23rd, the Party Committee of Tuy Phước District held a ceremony to award party membership badges as part of the May 19 initiative. This time, 46 party members across the district were honored. The badge serves as the recognition of the dedication, perseverance, and lifelong contributions of party members to the ideals and goals of the Communist Party. These individuals stand as role models for future generations of the party members to follow.
As of now, nearly 6,000 fishing vessels measuring 6 meters or more have been registered to operate across the province waters. Of these, more than 1,900 operate in nearshore areas, 847 in inshore zones, and over 3,200 in offshore waters. To maintain operations with this fleet, the provincial fishing industry requires nearly 45,000 seafarers. However, according to the provincial ship department of fisheries, there is currently a serious shortage of offshore fishing labor. In the long term, authorities stress the need for policies aimed at reducing the number of vessels, particularly in nearshore fisheries, while promoting specialized training and the adoption of advanced technology and modern equipment. These measures are considered essential to reduce reliance on manual labor.
On April 22nd, the Bình Định Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism organized a community outreach session in Nhân Hạnh Commune and Nhân Town to promote the implementation of 2025 Family Code of Conduct. At the event, local households were introduced to key updates in the law on domestic violence prevention and control. Officials also presented the 5 core criteria of the Family Code of Conduct and guided residents on how to complete the registration and self-assessment forms related to the code. The initiative aims to raise public awareness across all levels, government organizations, families, and individuals about the importance of preventing domestic violence and fostering warm, progressive, and happy families. And that it's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.